But first today, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, was grilled on the first day of the Senate inquiry into banking competition. Mr. Stevens refused to be drawn on whether Australians are being ripped off by the big banks, but he did defend the decision to allow the bank mergers that went ahead at the height of the global financial crisis. Our business editor, Peter Ryan, has been listening to this morning's testimony, and he joins us now. So, Peter, Glenn Stevens is the first in a long lineup for this inquiry. Did he shed any light on the banking changes that were announced yesterday by Wayne Swan, the Treasurer?
Well, Eleanor, Mr. Stevens didn't want to talk specifically about the banking package, but he said he had been consulted in the lead-up to yesterday's announcement. Instead, he was sticking to the submission lodged by the Reserve Bank last week, and that's one of 60 which has been lodged with the inquiry. This morning, he made the point that he thought banking was a, quote, good deal more competitive than it was in the 1990s, and he said the availability of housing finance seems to be adequate, but he said increased funding costs had hurt the competitive landscape. And he made the point that banks were still finding it more difficult to source money, in particular the smaller lenders.
And the family first, Senator Stephen Fielding, was trying to push the RBA governor beyond his submission, wasn't he?
That's right, and there was a pretty tense exchange between Senator Fielding and Mr. Stevens, who, as Reserve Bank chief, is independent of government and certainly independent of commercial banks. But does he have any feelings about bank behaviour? Well, Glenn Stevens was standing firm in the face of some pretty emotive questioning from Senator Fielding.
Do you think the big four banks are ripping off Australians with interest rates on loans?
Well, Senator, it's a very sort of pejorative way of putting the question, isn't it? I'm not going to invite people to either feel ripped off or not. There's a set of facts about what's happened to funding costs. There's an explanation of that we've given multiple times. There's an explanation of how our behaviour has been different in response to that, so that the overall level of particularly housing rates is about where we feel it should be for the economy.
The Treasurer has effectively said that we are being ripped off by this statement he made again yesterday, and he said there was no justification for lifting their interest rates above the official cash rate increase that was done in November. So I'm interested to know what you think, because Australians actually do trust you and they're trying to get a feeling for what you think.
I'm not going to comment on things that the Treasurer says. That's not appropriate. You know, if you don't like what he says, you have to talk to him.
OK. Let me ask the question this way then.
I'm sure you will.
Do you think the banks were justified in increasing their interest rates above the official rate increase by the Reserve Bank in November?
Well, whether they're justified or not, they did it. We expected that they would do something like that only because we read the newspapers and we saw the things that they were saying.
The reason why I ask the question is that who should we ask as an honest broker? Are the banks charging more than they should? Now, I'm feeling as if you're not able or willing to maybe answer who else should we ask that question of?
In the manner in which the question's asked is going to paint me as either attacking or defending the major banks, and that's not my role.
That's the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, there under questioning from Senator Steve Fielding. Peter, the Reserve Bank and the competition regulator, the ACCC, have copped a fair bit of criticism too for allowing bank mergers at the height of the global financial crisis. What did Mr. Stevens say about that?
Well, Eleanor, this refers to Westpac buying St. George Bank and the Commonwealth Bank swallowing Bank West. At the time, in 2008, it was owned by HBOS from Britain, which was under a lot of pressure, and the criticism being that competition was diluted. Mr. Stevens doesn't recall what advice he gave on the Westpac St. George merger, but he did defend the Commonwealth's acquisition of Bank West, which occurred after the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008, and he says the circumstances were different and that the decision was made to stabilise the banking sector in Australia.
Bank West was in a situation where it had a struggling parent. It was going to be sold, one way or another. And I think in the environment that we were in, you don't want an institution with a weakened parent to be sort of twisting in the wind while they work out in the UK what they're going to do. And that was the situation that we were facing. And they found a suitor, in my opinion, in the conditions of that time. I think stability is key. And were I to be faced with that situation again, yes, I don't think you have much choice but to err on the side of stability in those circumstances.
That's the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, again before that competition Senate inquiry this morning. Peter, a measure announced in Wayne Swan's bank package yesterday was the abolition of exit fees from next July. Did Glenn Stevens express any views on how that would work?
Well, the ANZ and the National Australia Bank eliminated exit fees in the lead up to yesterday's announcement. But Mr. Stevens, under questioning, made the point that it's not an easy task for banks, given that costs need to be covered somehow. He wasn't necessarily contradicting Wayne Swan, but he did articulate the message that banks have been repeatedly rolling out, that costs like exit fees need to be covered in some fashion.
There are actually costs to the lender in both establishing and terminating the loan, but it's a difficult area, and I can't really offer a terribly well-informed opinion on the extent to which such fees are a serious impediment. And you can see the logic as to how they could be. In actual practice, how big that is, I can't really judge, to be honest.
That's the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens. Now, Peter, has there been any reaction on the share market to this competition inquiry?
Well, Eleanor, the big four banks are travelling well today on the share market, but it's the smaller banks, the smaller lenders, the second-tier lenders that are hurting a bit, and they are down slightly on the view that the abolition of exit fees will ultimately hurt their bottom line as they find a new way to make up those costs.
Peter Ryan, our business editor, thank you.